Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the value of our Thursday Deal Review webinar.
We just
did some math, Jill and I, before the show, before the episode, and we calculated that between 2016 and 2020, once a week, we do between an hour and a half, usually 2 hours, 2 to sometimes 4 hours of webinars with our members. And the vast majority of it is taken up by us playing this scenario, playing out the scenario called Would You Do This Deal? And so there's just...
You're explaining the whole show. Should we say
500 hours of this in there. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Tom wrote, would like to find the right accountability group with a good fit on pace and goals. I have preconceived ideas of my strengths and weaknesses,
but I may find
out differently in practice. Excited to get going. Isn't that true? You don't know until you get in there. You don't know about any of this till you get in there. You're like, oh, I think I love to do this. No, I hate to do this. Or yeah, I'm good at paperwork. Oh my God, I suck at deeds, you know.
I'm great at being single, not so much at being married.
Anyway.
I have some preconceived ideas of my strengths and weaknesses, too.
I'm good at practicing getting pregnant. I suck at being a mom. Just kidding.
Oh, my God, Jill.
I'm just kidding. No,
Where does that come from?
Not me. I don't know. You were giving
it's
some wild...
You've received ideas about yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Not judgment of other people.
No kidding.
Wow, that took a right
turn. No, I... All right, everybody erase that. Okay. Yeah, there's no do-over button here, is there?
There's no... We're not going to edit that out, no.
I know that. I'm well aware of that. You know what? The last time you edited something for me, it's probably been like over a year.
Yep, it's true.
And I was probably crying. There's always something that made me cry. I was having a really bad day.
I'll tell you. You're right. Edit it out, probably a year.
Yeah.
But we have had to start and stop over.
It might have been. You know what it probably was? I'll be truth time. I'm sure you and I were getting into it. Yeah. I think the last time I said, oh, we got to do this over, because you and I were getting into it about something. Nobody's going to want to hear this, including me.
You know, I listened to a podcast once. I think it was with you, about two people trying to have a podcast together, and they were married and...
They're probably not
married anymore, actually.
They were getting into it. Yeah, I have to admit.
I have to say, it was a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah, so next time I promise we won't cut it. We'll just let it roll. So if we get into it, you decide. If you think we're getting into it, you're the judge.
You know, it's always fun to watch or listen to other people failing at stuff. So it makes you just feel good, better by yourself.
Yeah.
That's what, like, the whole premise of reality TV is like.
That's.
I know I got some weird things going on with me, but I'm not as bad as that guy.
That's very true. Like those hoarder shows, yeah. I'm like, will never be me.
So, yeah. Tom, I understand your sentence. I have preconceived ideas on my strengths and weaknesses.
Well, and luckily you have me to tell you what you are good at and not good at.
Oh, me? Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, not Tom, your strengths and weaknesses. But maybe, Tom, maybe... If I happen to be in one of the accountability groups that you're doing, I can help you there too.
No, he's trying to find one. So, and then our staff jumped in on Land Investors because we're starting an accountability group next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Tuesday at 5 p.m.
Yeah, and I have no idea how the group is selected, who's in it.
It's open.
I have no idea. I think it might be limited number of seats, though.
We talked about all this.
Okay.
I got it all under control.
Well, that's fine.
So, but everybody did say, and even other members said, we're just waiting for Jack and Jill's.
How are we going to have unlimited and go around the table?
We're not.
Oh, okay. So it is limited.
I went way down the path with this.
Okay.
With our staff.
Ah.
It's going to be cool.
Okay. Got it. Anyway, back to Tom's thing. So, yeah, they're here and they're coming and we're going to have different levels of accountability groups. So you probably already know about it.
Today's topic, the value of our Thursday Deal Review webinar. This is the meat of the show.
I'm looking to you. You started to talk. You had go. I can explain the math. Do you mind me go first?
I'm going to start with math, like everything. Okay. Like I said earlier, we have about 500 hours combined, plus or minus, of historical. Jill and I sitting just like we are right here on a webinar with all the members who are interested in participating in this.
Mm-hmm. Free to members.
It's closed. And it's a closed call. And they submit the deals that they're doing and ask our opinion. And at times, other people's opinion, you know, that everybody pipes in on the chat and says, you know, yeah, it's a great deal. No, I wouldn't do it. You might want to consider this. Very often, someone will say, you know, my mom lives an hour from there. I'm happy to go take a picture. So there's the reason that I came up with this topic is because we, again, another value, another tool that we provide for our members is a discourse subscription.
Discord.
Discord description.
Subscription.
Wow.
It's okay. I'm here to, I will translate.
And, they've been commenting, so there's some new members that are really going through those deal reviews and saying some really positive things. I actually had no idea how educational they were for new people, because it's really we're going through the whole due diligence, the initial due diligence process for other people's deals. And we're sitting there saying, yeah, I would do this, but not at this price.
People often ask, because part of this comes up with Land Academy too, because we have a membership that comes along with it. It's a monthly membership that gives you access to data. You know, you get a bunch of different tools for data. You get cheap mail. There's all kinds of support that goes along with it. And this is just one of those things. And that's what Jack's talking about is, we noticed it in our Discord chats where the new members are all going, holy cow, what is all this? I didn't even know this was here. It's just like a little surprise bonus. And it made us want to share with you what this is and what we do and what's going on.
Exactly.
So we do these weekly calls. It's every Thursday, barring a holiday, unless it falls on a holiday. If it's not on a holiday, we'll be there. So we've been doing it for years now. So this is going on 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So it's 5 years of material. So it's actually, from 16. So it's even more than 500 hours.
Yeah, it's more. We just did a fast
more than 500 hours.
Well, I just wanted to say, I wanted to be a conservative on the number.
We record them, and they're videotaped, so people can go back and watch.
They're on Zoom.
And it's really cool to see the chat. It's not just deal review. It's also Q&A. It's any dream it up. And we have people who said, Jill, I heard you talk about how to handle a seller when you come in and your price is too high. Can you please talk about that for a few minutes? And then we do. Mm-hmm. Sure. Here's how I do it. He and I might role play, fun with it just for a second, just kind of say, this is what the seller, what they're going to probably say, this is how I handle that kind of thing. And when you really, I didn't even think about it until this topic came up, that is such valuable information. It is shocking. It's awesome.
Well, what they're saying, things like, members are saying things like, boy, this fills in all the gaps. For me, like, it's all the questions that I really had on about what really goes on in a real deal.
Right.
This fills it all in. They're also talking about how to listen to it and watch it at 1.5 times the speed or 2 times
really?
The speed, so you can get through more.
That's
which
good.
I thought was great.
Because do you have 5 hour, 100 hours right now?
Right.
Not really. So that's true. I'm trying to think what else I was going to point out in there. You know, it also tells you a lot of the things that people just ahead of you, like there's always somebody in the group on every call that says, I just sent out my first mailer. And then 10 people can chime in and say, all right, here's what to expect. And it's not us. It's so fun because you get to hear everybody else is saying, don't worry, your phone will start ringing. Don't worry about this. Yes, you're going to second guess it. Oh, you know, I made that mistake too. Did you set this up? You know, whatever it is. There's always somebody that's, 2 weeks ahead of you, 2 months ahead of you, and 2 years ahead of you. And it's so fun to be able to pick each other's brains and have working examples of this whole industry. I don't know what else to call it.
It's one of those things that just organically grew out of necessity or out of request that we don't charge for. And it just
part
seems
of the membership.
It just seems to be so well received, and that's what makes me happy.
Right. So there, what's interesting, so they're all recorded and people are going back now and listening to the old ones and just picking up on so much. You could probably even not even watch the program. I wouldn't do it. You need the basis of it, but you could probably pick up a lot from those calls.
Well, one of the things, what we talk about is, it starts with a member did everything right, sent mail out. You know, you need the program, I think, for all that.
True, definitely. You need the basis.
But just for fun, if you wanted to start and get really motivate yourself, and you're new, just log on and watch a couple of those calls, and you'll see the result of, you know, you're about to go through a lot of a pretty substantial learning curve and a lot of hard work, and then that can keep you motivated.
The biggest takeaway is watching how we analyze a deal, because I really think when you watch us do that 10 times, you're going to go, okay, I know what I'm looking for. I watched Jack immediately pull it up on the map. I saw what he's out loud, tell me what he's looking for. I watched him open up the data section for Jill, and I heard her say, I'm looking for this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. Okay, passes my test, move on. I watched them quickly look at it for any flood potentials on the FEMA thing. Okay, check. Now I watch them jump over and look at the elevation. This is really what we do. Yeah. With the group is someone else looking at the elevation of the property, making sure the slope's not too crazy for building, anything I gotta make sure about. I'm checking access, things like that. Now I watch them all go and look for some comps to make sure this is all priced correctly. Done. After 10 of those, you're like, all right, I'm starting to get a feel for this.
Jill also in real life plays this game called, I love it at 12, but I've got it under contract for 20. I love it at 12. I'll accept it at 15, but I'm not buying it at 20.
Yeah.
And I think that we do that in real life all the time with these deals that come back. I just got done analyzing on deals just like that.
Yeah.
And it happened to be the mailer price was perfect. Mm-hmm. Better than perfect, actually.
Yeah. That's good. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called Understanding Money in Life. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Boy, that sounds like a big lecture.
It's not.
Okay.
It's as much of a lecture as you think it'll be.
Okay.
Because we can talk about relationships and money and kids and money and real estate and money. There's all kinds of fun stuff we could talk about. Okay. But we'll see.
I have to say, I am proud to be not your normal woman. I'm not out there running. It's not like spending spree Jill. We got to talk about money and life.
Jill's a profit center.
Thank you.
Not a cost center.
Thank you. Thank you for watching. We hope you find our content valuable, and we really appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please jump on over to our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button.
In your comments and suggestions, help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button on your favorite episodes helps to support our channel's algorithms. Engage your interest in future shows.
We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.